Iraqi opposition groups are meeting in the Kurdish-controlled region of northern Iraq to lay out a united vision for the future of Iraq should Saddam Hussein be removed from power. The meeting has been plagued by months of delays and sharp differences within the opposition and between the opposition groups and the Bush administration. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq. What's this meeting all about?
Bob, these groups are coming together to organize some kind of joint statement about the future of this country. They have already had a meeting in December in London where they outlined a map for Iraq. They want a multi-ethnic, multi-religious government, a democratic government to lead this country. They're all opposed to Saddam Hussein, and they're desperate for the U.S. military to overthrow the Baghdad regime.
What groups are represented at this meeting?
We have a pretty diverse group of opposition movements here that have gathered together. It does reflect a bit the society here in Iraq. There are Arab exile groups as well as parties from the Kurds who rule this enclave in northern Iraq, as well as Iran-based Iraqi Shias. They make up the majority of the Iraqi population, the Shia branch of Islam. So all of these groups have gathered together. Some of them have actually fought against each other in the past. Some of these groups are rivals, but they are all trying to organize a united front against Saddam Hussein. We also have an American delegation here led by President Bush's special envoy to Iraq. This is Zalmay Khalilzad, who arrived yesterday and was shown on Kurdish TV meeting with the leader of one of the largest Kurdish factions here.
Why the delays in getting this thing going?
Well, again, we do have a diverse group of Iraqi opposition movements. They've had a difficult time coming together in the past. But there have also been differences between the Iraqi opposition movement, the combined movement, and Washington. There's been harsh criticism of U.S. plans to possibly install a military governor to rule Iraq in the future. Some of the opposition members say that they have been sidelined by Washington's plans, that they are not going to be partners in the future, according to statements coming out of Washington. There have also been concerns from Washington that the opposition groups want to set up, declare some kind of provisional government to run Iraq should Saddam Hussein be overthrown. And since Washington does not agree with this at this time, it's believed that the U.S. put pressure on the opposition movements not to hold this meeting so soon. And there's also a growing controversy, growing tension between the Kurds of northern Iraq and U.S. plans to possibly send Turkish troops into this country on the heels of a U.S. invasion.
Why those concerns about the Turkish troops?
Well, relations between the Kurds here in northern Iraq and the neighboring Turks have been very tense. Turks have fought a long war against a Kurdish separatist movement in Turkey, and they have also oppressed Kurdish language and culture in Turkey for decades. So they are very mistrustful of the Turks. And yesterday, the Kurdish combined parliament here, they gave a unanimous vote condemning plans to send Turkish troops into this country. And today, there were protests in an eastern city here in Iraqi Kurdistan, at which point thousands gathered to criticize the possible plan to send Turkish troops in here. They reportedly burned a Turkish flag at this protest.
NPR's Ivan Watson in northern Iraq.